News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, traditional church weddings are declining amid the rise of non-religious ceremonies or different types of weddings, according to a new report from the Iona Institute. And wedding planner Tara Fay joins us this morning. Tara, good morning to you. I was quite surprised by this. Traditional Catholic church weddings are down to 34%. A couple of decades ago, they were in excess of 90%. It's a huge shift.
Good morning. Yeah, it was funny. Earlier this summer, I said we were looking at our weddings with our team. And I said to them all, I said, you know, this is the first year that we have 80% of our weddings are non-traditional style weddings.
OK, so you're down to 20% or
we're
less.
We're 20%. Yeah, okay. That was just this year, yeah, as it happens. I mean, we deal with a huge amount of international couples coming into Ireland for their weddings. And even them, they would have traditionally always come to Ireland, brought a priest with them. I think it's a combination of factors, but this was the first year that I went, wow, look at that.
Yeah. It looks like there's about a quarter of the weddings now are these civil ceremonies, then 34% is the church weddings, and then there's these secular weddings like humanists and then other religious weddings. So there's a whole lot in there. I'm interested in this. Is what's driving it? Obviously, people aren't as religious as they used to be, and we know that, but I still thought people were probably doing church weddings. But is part of what's driving it the fact that lots of hotels now have set up beautiful bowers out in the garden with you can get married out there, or a lovely kind of maybe deconsecrated chapels on their grounds or things? Are people choosing the venue as to where they get married? Is that a big influence on this as much as religious aspects?
It has it's a combination of a lot of different factors, but that would be a huge element of it. I think a lot of people are going for their Pinterest-worthy or Instagram-worthy weddings. So, yes, a lot of hotels and venues have upped their game in terms of the ceremony locations and ceremony spaces. I think also a lot of people getting married, some people who are having second marriages obviously can't have a church wedding. And then other people are going, look, we're just not religious at all. And it feels disrespectful to go through the motions of it just for the sake of having a church wedding. So it's a combination of a lot of different factors.
One of the things that when I was reading into this, it was saying that you know, the way you obviously can get married in lots of different locations now, provided you have a registrar or a solemnizer or somebody like that to do it. But the Catholic church weddings can only take place in a Catholic church. A priest can't come and marry you in a garden or what have you. So they're actually quite limited. And when people want a different venue, they kind of have to opt out of a Catholic ceremony, because they can only take place inside a church. Is that correct?
That's correct. And also, I think the other thing to bear in mind as well is that, I mean, you know, you are under slightly different restrictions from a church point of view as well. And that reality is we just don't have as many Catholic priests anymore to go around to all of the weddings. So a lot of churches, besides beautiful venues, will say, yes, of course, you can use our church as long as you fulfill all of the different requirements, but you have to bring your own priest with you. And then people are scrambling trying to find a priest. So, I mean, it is just a reality of everyday life now.
Yeah, big, big social change there. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is wedding planner Tara Fay. I do think it's a lot of it is to do with the Instagram perfect picture thing. Like,
yeah,
a lot of hotels, obviously I'm not getting married, but a lot of hotels I've been in, I have seen their little wedding area, and they've got some beautiful sort of setting set up for people, and you can see why people are choosing to do it all in the one place.
You can't.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.